Welcome to the Mind Forge, episode 7. I'm Alex Nova. We're talking about the importance of posture for mindset management. So how are you sitting right now? All right, I'd like to do this exercise when I'm teaching yoga. Close your eyes. Don't move your body. Notice how you feel. Now round your shoulders. Kind of let your head slump forward. Notice how you feel. Sit up tall. Pull your shoulders back. Head upright. Chest forward just a hair. Notice how you feel. Right? Posture is not just physical. Bad posture will, over time, create pain. You know, lead to chronic disease, compressed vertebrae in the neck. Whereas proper upright posture is healthy for the spine, right? Better for the neck. But it is also mindset management. Posture is linked to hormones. It's linked to your emotional state, mental clarity. There is a direct link between posture and mindset. There's all kinds of research on this topic right now. There's been research on it. It's been common knowledge for thousands of years. It's why people harp on others for watch your posture. All right. Even if you might not fully understand that modern science is connecting the dots between posture, mindset, health, and longevity, our culture has known this, even if it's forgotten why, or even if you've never explored it. So let's explore it a little bit. Upright posture boosts your self-confidence, reduces stress, enhances focus. Slumping posture, feelings of defeat, low energy. Whereas upright posture, you feel more alert, right? A little more positive. How and why, you know, not to get too far into the weeds, upright posture increases testosterone levels, lowers cortisol. Right? Increases confidence levels, lowers stress levels. And this is right compared to slouched posture. Upright posture, sending signals to the brain, activating areas that are linked to mood regulation and self-perception. You know, there's a whole chapter in a Jordan Peterson book about lobsters and posture. And his argument being that this has evolved for so long to manage social situations. And it's just we're just a larger, more advanced, example and dynamic for posture and mindset. Also, if you have a open posture rather than a closed off slumped posture, open posture improves lung expansion, brings in more oxygen into the body. We need oxygen. Our brain needs oxygen. Mindset depends on oxygen flow, right? We get more oxygen, more mental clarity, less fatigued. Posture affects energy levels. Now, emotional feedback loop. We can get stuck in a cycle, right? Mindset management. This podcast, mindset management, right? For the addict, for addiction recovery. You can use posture to help break a craving cycle. Okay. You feel the craving, you feel that addiction, whatever this self-destructive habit is, wanting to engage, to assert itself, to activate. We use mindfulness to dive into that. And we use posture as one of our mechanisms to shift out of that pattern. Make yourself upright and open posture. That's a shifting a lever in your physiology, those biochemicals. We double that with breath management. And now we've got two stones to throw at that craving pattern. A lot of yoga is tied into posture. Proper posture in a pose, and just using yoga postures, poses, to free up the body to be able to keep and adopt a open, upright posture. So how can you link this into daily life, right? Maybe just set a little reminder on your phone to check in with your posture, all right? Why not? Make notes, okay? Start your day with an intention, jotting it down in your journal that you're going to pay attention to your posture today. It'll start to become a habit. My daily yoga practice, with its, you know, constant emphasis on body awareness, proprioception, posture awareness, has got this into my head. And it didn't happen overnight, but it happened. Make these notes about using posture and breath management to be more aware of, to combat, to interrupt the craving cycle. All right. Sometimes you got to use all the tools in your toolbox, right? Your phone, your notes, making these habits. We want to get rid of some habits, like our self-destructive addiction habits, and then we want to make healthier habits. So let's recap this real quick. Posture affects your physical body, right? Poor posture can cause pain, compressed vertebrae, can cause chronic disease by constantly limiting the flow of energy through the body, reduce blood flow through the body, reduce your oxygen intake over a lifetime, can reduce your energy levels and set you up for chronic disease, poor health, all kinds of stuff literally can happen over long term and even short term through terrible posture. But for us, for mindset management, posture is a way to interrupt the craving cycle, to break the emotional feedback loop, to break the trigger in order to recapture and direct our mindset. So you got to use awareness and mindfulness in order to tap into your present posture so you can then fix it. All right. Future episodes, we're going to dive into this a little bit more. Later today, how are you going to use this? Take a moment to close the eyes and just notice how you are positioned. Begin to deepen the breath. Use the breath to expand the chest, to open the posture, to bring the shoulders a hair back, to look and lift the head. Notice how you feel. Always notice observation, layers and layers upon observation, create that constant awareness, and the awareness is the power that allows you to change your mind, shift your mindset. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Mind Forge. If you want to help us out, please share with any of your friends, family that you think would want to listen to it. Also, like, subscribe, follow us. That's a good way to give us your support. We appreciate it. Take care. Bye.